One, the Christian family ceased to be the center of spiritual formation for children. We delegated that job to the church.
All right.
Children's and youth ministry. So children were given spiritual vitamins, which would be children's ministry and youth group, and never got any spiritual meals, which would be family worship in the home and the corporate worship service.
All right.
But a second terrible thing happened in the church. And this is perhaps a overstatement, and obviously not in every single church. But there was a dramatic slippage in the 20th century on the doctrine of the sufficiency of Scripture. We fought a battle in the 20th century on the doctrine of inerrancy.
Right.
So you ask any Christian, is the Bible true? Yes, the Bible is true. I ask people four questions. I say, how many of you believe the Bible is God's word? Every hand goes up. Oh, you know, Christian audience say, oh, yes, the Bible is God's word. How many of you believe the Bible is completely true and all that it intends to say? And they say, oh, yes, the hands go up. I say, okay, how many of you are willing to submit your thoughts and opinions on every subject to what it says? And at that point, we get half the hands. And then I ask, and how many of you are willing to do what it says, even if you don't want to do it? And even less. Now, on the last one, and this is where we're getting to this issue with the young people, I'm not talking about willful disobedience. Willful disobedience is something every Christian understands. I know the Bible says A, I'm doing B. That's just willful disobedience. What I'm talking about is the young person who says, I know that the Bible says that sex is to be reserved for marriage, but that was written a kind of a long time ago. I'm not so sure it applies to me today. Yeah. And so I'm going to do what I want. Chuck, there's a brand new kind of Christian in the world today.
That proves that is picture perfect that we have abandoned the fear of the Lord. That's the cause of it. Friends, Visionary Parenting, you've got to get this book. It's wonderful. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith. Help us with this mission before Jesus comes.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, we had a regularly scheduled guest who didn't show up tonight as usual, so we're going to be doing open lines, but I'm going to start out with something I just got today from one of our friends in Southern California. Now, this is put out by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010. It's called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Now, it is our contention that the world is run by a few people of great wealth. Among those are the Rockefellers. Their wealth is estimated to be in the neighborhood of $180 billion. And, of course, you constantly heard about how Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in the world. And that's simply a lie. But a lie told often enough tends to be believed. The Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundation, from which we're going to be quoting today, are the people who really, along with the Rothschilds and a few European banking houses, really run the world. And they have a plan. They want, of course, a ruling aristocracy. They want to control the finances of the world. They want to control our destiny. They want to destroy Christianity. That's just one of their major purposes, and install a world-ruling oligarchy. And they know what is happening. They manipulate everything. They have their people in the military. They control banking. Here in the United States, six major banks control the banking industry. I mean, there are about 8,000 banks, but six major banks control 60 to 70% of the financial assets of the bank system, and the other 8,000 1,000 or 7,500 banks are simply there for showbiz. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, it is all show business to make you think that we have a representative government. Now, basically, the banks are J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Same thing is true. We have six major corporations that control the media. That's AOL, Time Warner. They've split up, but they still are all controlled by this little cabal. We have Berkman. It comes from Germany. And then, of course, we have Viacom. We have Disney. We have GE and Comcast. And we have Murdoch. And that's really, they're the people who control the media throughout the United States. And then, as a result, largely throughout the world. They have their people planted in key positions in both the Democrat Party, the Republican Party. They have their people planted within the religious organizations, both homosexual, both Catholic and Protestant. And that's why they put all their homosexuals and pedophiles into the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. But we also have them within the National Associations of Evangelical Christians, a 30 million member Protestant organization. We had Ted Haggard there, who was a cocaine smoking homosexual. And the reason he headed the National Association of Evangelical Christians was because he had a lot of friends in key places surrounding him. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem. But I want to tell you basically what, at least this is one of the scenarios that was written back in 2010 by the Rockefeller Foundation, what they more or less anticipate, one of the very real possibilities for the United States would be. And it's fascinating. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply beginning to read what the Rockefeller Foundation wrote in 2010 as to one of the scenarios we could be facing, and it is so accurate about what's going on today. It lets you understand that everything that's going on has been anticipated, in my estimation, planned. And so I'm simply quoting from this report from the Rockefeller Foundation. The global recession that started in 2008 did not trail off in 2010, but dragged onward. Vigorous attempts to jumpstart the markets and economies didn't work, or at least not fast enough to reverse the steady downward pull. The combined private and public debt burden hanging over the developed world continued to depress economic activity both there and in developing countries, with economies dependent on exporting to the formerly rich markets. Without the ability to boost economic activity, many countries saw their debts deepen, civil unrest and crime rates climb. The United Nations, too, lost much of its presence and credibility on the international stage due to the deepening debt, debilitated markets, and a distracted government. This, in turn, led to the fracturing or decoupling of many international collaborations started or relevant on the United States' continued strength. Also in trouble was China, where social stability grew more precarious. Depressed economic activity combined with the ecological consequences of China's rapid growth started to take their toll, causing the shaky balance that had held since 1989 to finally break down in China. With their focus trained on managing the serious political and economic instability at home, the Chinese sharply curtailed their investments in Africa and other parts of the developing world. Indeed, nearly all foreign investments in Africa, as well as formal institutional flows of aid and other support for the poorest countries, was cut back except for the gravest humanitarian contingencies. Overall, economic stability felt so shaky that the occurrence of a sudden climate shock or other disaster would likely send the world into a tailspin. Luckily, these big shocks didn't occur, though there was still that lingering concern that they could occur in the future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think what you've been reading about, they go on to talk about how there's going to be a breakdown in society. How basically, of course, we're going to see increasingly states begin to break down in structure, communities begin to break down in structure, local communities actually having to form their own currency, so you'll have trade, one community being separated from the other. And what they're really describing in this scenario is the total breakdown of the structure of society, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And this is put out by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 as one of the scenarios they see as massive debt drags down nations all throughout the world. And basically, this is what's happened. The countries of Europe are head over heels in debt that they can never pay off. And what's the solution? Well, they want to borrow more money to get out of debt, and you can't do that. And here in the United States, they tell us that we have a $10 trillion debt, and that's because they don't count Medicare and Social Security debt. And then if we include that, we have almost a $16 trillion debt. But that's because we use faulty accounting practices. And if we were to use the so-called GAAP, G-A-A-P, the method of accounting, that's the general accepted accounting principles. The real debt, according to John Williams of Shadow Stats, and he is an economist, is well over $81 trillion, and we can never pay that off. In other words, that's just what we've said. Well, I mean, we've accepted the responsibility not only for the people who are already retired on Social Security and Medicare, but for the 79 million more who will be retiring in the next 19 years. And with that, there is absolutely no way we can afford to take care of them. That's one reason for the Obamacare, because basically there's not enough money for the socialized medical system, and they're simply going to have to withhold medical care and kill off the elderly. They know exactly what they're doing. They're already doing this in England. They kill off about 130,000 elderly people over there by depriving them of care in the English hospitals. And of course, their population is only about a quarter of ours. You can be sure we'll kill probably four or five times that many here in the United States. And one of those could be one of your loved ones. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, would like to comment on this scenario that is put forward by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010, talking about how debt is going to drag down not only the United States, but China and Europe and nations throughout the world, because you can't live on debt and you can't get out of debt by borrowing more money. Today, the United States borrows of certainly 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, and we have foreign aid. We're giving money to foreign countries. Where is it coming from? We're borrowing it. We have our military in 130 nations. We have between 800 and 900 military bases throughout the world. Where is the money coming for it? We're borrowing that money. We have certainly, we put over $600 billion a year for certainly welfare programs. We have over 120 welfare programs in America. Where's the money coming for? We're borrowing it. And you can't keep borrowing money indefinitely, because basically when, of course, the interest rates begin going up, and they will, pretty soon all of the money that the government takes in will be used to pay the interest on the debt. And the whole system will collapse. And with that, of course, will be the end of your life savings, your pension, your insurance policies, your bonds, your stocks. Everything you have that's mediated in dollars will be gone. And they know exactly what's going to happen. And that's what they're talking about in this scenario. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's going to be open lines. I'd like to know what you think about this and the fact that this is all going according to plan. They know exactly what's going to happen. Only, of course, when they were writing this, they were saying, of course, there'd been no major catastrophic climate events. Well, we are having a major climate event today, ladies and gentlemen. And if we don't get rain very, very soon, certainly out there in the Midwest, why, of course, we're going to have a loss of our corn crop, our wheat crop, our sorghum crop, our soybean crop. And the farmers, of course, in the Middle West right now are in real trouble. Oh, they have this heat wave. Is this an act of God? They keep telling us about all these solar flares. I don't know whether they're real or not. This could all be engineered, or it could be an act of God. God bringing his retaliation upon America, because we've turned our back on God, and when we do, why, of course, God turns his back on a nation, for as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California, and it's going to be open lines tonight. I want to know what you think about what's going on. And basically, of course, as you know, we have certainly our military forces all throughout the world. We have over 50,000 occupation troops in Germany today. Why do we have 50,000? occupation troops in Germany, something 67 years after World War II ended? Why do we have well over 35,000 occupation troops in Japan 67 years after World War II ended? Why do we have over 25,000 occupation troops in South Korea, suddenly 25 years after hostilities ended in Korea? Why do we have 9,000 occupation troops in Great Britain and 9,000 occupation troops in Italy, and how many we have in France and other countries, I don't know. But I do know we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. And maybe in some nations we don't have an awful lot. We know we're moving about 5,000 troops into Australia. Why are we sending occupation troops into Australia? Are we protecting ourselves from the Aborigines there? Of course not, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've got Dave calling from Hermaker in New York. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, we welcome your calls right here at Radio Liberty. And if our producer will pass Dave through, we'll be glad to take his call. But if you're out there in the listening audience, and maybe you can explain to me why we have these occupation troops. Are we protecting ourselves against the wicked Chinese communists, who we're doing everything we can to send our military affairs to? We bring the Chinese scientists over there so they can get all of our military secrets. In fact, a lot of our military equipment is actually manufactured over there. In fact, many of the uniforms for our special forces are manufactured in China. Why would that be? Our senators appear to be or put on the facade. Oh, we're just so upset to find out that they have all these uniforms that are made in China. We should just burn them. No, ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't burn them. Maybe what we ought to do, though, is fire the people who bought them. Why would you want to burn good uniforms? But why are we doing it? The senators know what's going on, but they're pretending. They're pretending this comes as a shock. Ladies and gentlemen, we're transferring our wealth to China. We're transferring our wealth to Russia. If you haven't suddenly read my little treatise on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, you need to. It goes into how we drill the oil wells and the gas wells for Russia to make them the larger exporter of oil and natural gas in the world. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan at City. It's Open Lines, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Dave calling from upstate New York, was asking, of course, where the money comes from. All this money we're giving away, all the money we're using on our military. And I simply pointing out it's all created. The Federal Reserve System is buying 61% of all the bonds that the Treasury Department issues to pay national debt, and probably even more, but they probably are lying. It's probably even more than 61%, but they will acknowledge they're buying 61% of all the bonds that were being sold with money they create out of nothing. That is a road to disaster, Dave. And we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. Barack Obama, who is intent upon destroying our nation because he's a subversive traitor, Barack Obama has increased the federal debt $5.5 trillion in a little over 3.5 years in the White House. Anything else, Dave?
Who's behind Barack Obama's brains? He can't come up with everything. Not that he's not an intelligent person, but who's really pulling the strings and telling?
Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you haven't, do you have a computer?
No, I don't.
All right, fine. Well, you can go to you can buy the book. It's inexpensive, or you can certainly go to the library and certainly go to RadioLiberty.com, click on to video, and then scroll down to the first video there. It's Brotherhood of Darkness. It's the talk we gave probably about 2000. It just goes into the background of who really rules the world. But Barack Obama's largest contributor is Goldman Sachs. The major banks, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these people of great wealth, are the ones who put up the money for Barack Obama. They're the same ones who are putting up the money for Mitt Romney. And basically, it's all contrived. It's all showbiz.
How long can they keep it going? Or do you expect things to crash this year? A lot of programs seem to indicate we're going to go belly up this year.
Well, basically, there's an amazing book. It's called Petrus Romanus. It's written by our friend Tom Horn. And it goes into the ancient prophecies. Some of these go back to the year 1100 by a Father Malachi. Some of them go into 1500s. Some of them go into ancient Hindu prophecies, ancient Jewish prophecies, ancient Catholic prophecies. prophecies, ancient Mayan and Aztec prophecies, and they all were talking about 2012. Now, I don't believe that's coming from God. I believe it's all coming from the Luciferian side, from the other side of this spiritual battle. Why they picked 2012, I don't know. And maybe nothing will happen this year. They've certainly been wrong in the past. They meant the prophecies. But everything would suggest we're moving towards a climax. Whether it's this year or next year, I don't know. But the book Petrus Romanus by Tom Horn is well worthwhile reading. Because it goes into all these prophecies that talk about this year we're living in. Now, certainly the year is half over. Not too much has happened. We're certainly seeing some climate changes. We're seeing the possibility, a very real possibility of an expanding war in the Middle East. But, of course, this is financial collapse that would be the thing I would really be worried about. We're seeing increasing crime. We're seeing increasing violence. We're seeing stories time after time of naked people suddenly becoming cannibals here in the United States. We're seeing stories about people simply going mad. Why are all these things happening? Well, Chris, when a nation turns against God, God withdraws his support from this nation. And if we do get into a war, then I don't know when it's coming. But I fear we're going to lose that war because of this nation's turned against God. It's just that simple. Anything else, Dave?
I don't think so right at the moment, Dr. Stan. You've been very helpful.
Well, I hope you'll keep listening and encourage others to listen, because we need to get people thinking and understanding that we're fighting a political battle, but behind that are powerful spiritual forces. And certainly if you listen to some of the programs we have and some of the people we have here, the smartest people in the world, there really are satanic societies. We hear all this talk about Sandusky there at Penn State and pedophilia. The Bohemian Grove, which has its meetings every year here in Northern California, is ripe with pedophilia. Why don't they ever talk about that? We have said the interviews with people who've been there, and they're bringing the little boys for the homosexual men and the little girls for the men who like little girls. And they bring in the male prostitutes and the women prostitutes. And this woman I interview, Kathy O'Brien, was a woman prostitute. So basically, people don't understand that the immorality that they focus our attention on one issue to distract us from others. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement.
Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Stan, it's open lines, and so we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking to Bill from Tri-Cities, and he's just talking about the Muslim Brotherhood and, of course, its relationship to the Nazi movement and how certainly Alan Dulles and his brothers had been instrumental in working with the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is true. The Muslim Brotherhood's been around since 1928, when it was formed by MI6 and by our own intelligence agencies, because we wanted to create the best enemy money could buy. And of course, as we worked all during the Second World War in the 30s with the Nazis, they developed a close alliance between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Nazis, and the Grand Mufti of Sydney of Jerusalem was closely affiliated with the Nazis and with the Muslim Brotherhood. Most people don't understand that. And recently, of course, we transferred control of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya and a few years ago of Turkey and Lebanon, and now we're in the process of transferring control of Syria to the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're going to unite all of the Muslim world into this one great big association of people. It's not going to be nations, because these Muslims don't think of themselves as nations. They don't think in national, they don't think of sovereignty. They think of a Sharia law, and they are all Muslims. There may be two divisions, one Shia, one Sunni, but they're all Muslims. They're all waiting for the return of the Mahdi. And, of course, this is predominantly a Sunni Muslim movement. And the whole idea is to unite all of the Muslim world in preparation for a coming war with the Muslim world. This is what Samuel Huntington, professor of history at Harvard University, had warned about. The class of civilizations were Western civilization, Christian civilization, with 101.5 billion people, goes to war with the Muslim world, and he says this is the worst thing that could possibly happen. This class of civilizations, he warned against it, but our leaders are intent upon bringing it about. Why? Why would you do that? Well, why would you certainly create a war, an artificial war with North Vietnam, finance the North Vietnamese all during that war, never allow our men to win? They could fight and bleed and suffer and die, but they were never to be allowed to win in Vietnam. And as I've told you before, William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, personally told me, I never understood why we didn't win the war. We could have won it in 6 weeks simply by invading North Vietnam. And that's absolutely true. But we didn't go there to win. We went there as a great diversion. And, of course, that's what we're doing over in Afghanistan today. And, of course, that's what the war with Iraq was. Remember, we put Saddam Hussein in power. We backed Saddam Hussein all during the 1980s in his war against the Iranians, when he systematically killed about 1 million Iranians. So why are we so concerned about the 100 people in one city in Syria who've been killed, when we backed Saddam Hussein while he was killing 1 million Iranians during the Afghan Iranian war during the 1980s? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bill, go ahead. Was there something else you'd like to cover?
Well, yeah, after the Halab job massacre where Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds, the United States, Bush Jr. used that as the excuse to invade Iraq. That was part of it. He was like, oh, he gassed his own people. But the United States, after that was done, that was in 1988, they kept supporting him diplomatically, politically, until August 2nd, 1990, and they even increased the subsidized food aid because Saddam was gassing his own people, and so he was destroying the crops, so the United States increased the food aid, and that was after he gassed his own people. So, yeah, the United States cannot use the atrocities of other nations as an excuse to invade more nations, because the United States always funds the dictator when it serves the empire interest. And so, yeah, I mean, this thing with Syria, it turns out that it was the opposition group that did the Hula massacre, and they are just putting these people in. It's really the State Department, and the people that are in the opposition groups are connected to Ford and Bilderberg. And then the Muslim Brotherhood is connected to the Nazis. Yeah, I just think that it's looks like they're trying to set up some kind of a bad situation over there. I don't really have much else about that, but yeah, that's interesting. You know, I'm not against all forms of Muslims, because obviously the Iraqi people had nothing to do with the 9/11, and Bush used that to attack Iraq, and they slaughtered millions of innocent Iraqis. But, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is totally different from the average Iraqi. The Muslim Brotherhood is a Nazi movement.
And you're absolutely right. And the difficulty is that there's an awful lot of nice Muslim people. The problem is, of course, with their religion such as it is, why, if you don't go along with it, they simply kill you. And basically, if you are a Muslim living in a Muslim nation, they tell you what to do, they tell you what to think, and if you try to be a secular Muslim and to get away from it, they will come after you and make your life miserable. And this is the great tragedy. And this is what's happening here in the United States. And simply, Sharia law is a terrible form of oppression. It oppresses the very soul of the individuals, and you do exactly what you are told by your superiors, and if you threaten or you even think about leaving the Muslim faith or not going to the mosque or not engaging in prayer, they will kill you. And that has happened right here in the United States. I mean, we don't care much about it, and suddenly the way that women are treated here in the United States who are married to Muslims is totally atrocious. But there are areas in the United States that I'm talking about, Sydney and Michigan, where the police are afraid to go into certain parts of the city where they are predominantly Muslim, and the same is true in New York and a few other cities across America. And increasingly, we're doing everything we can to encourage this sort of thing. Now, the reason is they want dissent in America, just as they want to convert us from an English-speaking country into a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to do everything they can to create divisions. In fact, our government is actively imposing Sharia law on the people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And since we actually wrote, the United States military wrote the constitutions for those two countries and included Sharia law as their religion, why, we took away any hope of those people ever being free. Why would the U.S. military do that? Because of the upper echelons, it's controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And anything else you'd like to say, Bill?
Yeah, they use the the hardcore Muslims when it serves their own interests, like funding the Mujahideen in the 1980s. And there were elements of the Libyan International Fighting Group, LIFG, that NATO and the United States used in its air assault on Libya when they deposed Gaddafi. There were elements of those who had engaged U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, the same exact people who then migrated over. So the U.S. uses the hardcore Islam for its own foreign policy interests when it wants to as a part of the NATO operations, and then when the United States wants to slaughter innocent Muslims in Iraq or Afghanistan to control the oil, they do that too. So they're on both sides, and the war on terrorism is a joke.
I think you're absolutely right. God bless you. Thanks very much, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Michael, who's calling from Trenton, Michigan. At least I hope he's going to be available here very shortly. I'll ask our producer to transfer Michael over here so we can talk to him. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, it's open lines right here at Radio Liberty. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good, Dr. Stan. Boy, you're a hard worker 5 days a week over there. You're doing well.
And there was, I don't know that, but we have a weekend program, too. And then we sometimes will be asked to be on other people's programs. But what a unique opportunity and privilege it is to be able to share the truth with the American people, truth they're not going to get elsewhere. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, one thing is I know you're getting a lot more listeners over in our area because people are kind of really getting tired, and then they're talking, and, you know, so if the things are, part of, you know, what I was thinking about was the question was, well, I got a couple questions, really.
Okay, let me just put our telephone number out, and then we'll let you get the questions out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And tell me where Trenton is, and then we'll take your question. Where is Trenton?
It's down there by Detroit.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead, Michael.
Okay. The first question is we always heard around here that the Ford family or the Ford Motor Company was in on helping Hitler tool up for World War II and was helping them do that, which would have meant that they were in on killing them Jewish people at the concentration camps and stuff.
Well, the Ford, Henry Ford, actually sat, you know, in Adolf Hitler's box and sat on a number of occasions. He received the highest award a civilian could ever receive from the Nazi movement. He built his Ford Motor Company, built the trucks and the tanks that the Nazis used to kill Americans both before and during World War II. And Ford certainly was intimately involved with the funding of the Nazi movement, but then so was General Motors and General Electric and IT&T and IBM and 100 other Brotherhood of Darkness organizations. But it wasn't simply Henry Ford was involved in funding the Nazis. He was also involved with funding the communists, and he built the largest truck producing company anywhere in the world at Gorky in Russia, and all during the Vietnam War, while the plant at Gorky was building the trucks that were being used to carry the military supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to kill our boys. The average American doesn't understand these things. They never allowed to. Henry Ford, this great champion of liberty, Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. And you can go to the Henry Ford home, which is up there somewhere in that area, and if you can see, look in the library, and you can look at the books, you'll find he was deeply involved with theosophy and the other branches of the world occult movement. This is why he would support both the occult Nazi movement and the occult communist movement. And once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, very little going on makes sense. And this is why the Ford Foundation here in America has always been intent upon destroying freedom and establishing this one world government. In fact, Rowan Gaither at the Ford Foundation had told Sidney Norman Dodd. And you can actually see my interview with Norman Dodd in the DVD, Dangerous Deception, where actually Mr. Gaither of the Ford Foundation said, Mr. Dodd, would you like to know what the great foundation, what the Ford Foundation is doing? And Norman Dodd, who headed the research for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Ford and Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations, said, well, yes, Mr. Gaither, I'd like to know. And, of course, Gaither said, we are operating under a presidential directive. Most of us have worked for the federal government in the past. We're operating under a presidential directive to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And Mr. Dodd said, well, would you be willing to tell the American people that? And Rowan Gaither's response was, of course not. Of course not. So they don't want the American people to know, and that's why that, certainly that DVD we have, with my interview with Norman Dodd, who headed the research for the Reese Committee, Congressional Committee, it's called Dangerous Deception, and it's so vitally important. What's your second question, Michael?
Well, that, now I got two more questions after you said all that. I'm wondering just what the Ford family's doing now, because if they did that, or their group or whatever they you want to call them, I'm wondering what they're doing now. And the other thing is the Bush family, that's another family. I'm wondering, you know, if there's maybe a way that, you know, the American people, because they're getting fed up and there's a lot of talk going on around here. And so I'm wondering if there's a way maybe that it turns around and the actual, the Bush father and the Bush son get prosecuted, maybe executed for the stuff that they did. Because what they did was, it's definitely deserving of execution.
Well, it certainly was. In fact, the grandfather, Prescott Bush, Sidney was eventually indicted following World War II for working with the Nazis. But, of course, it was all covered up and swept under the cover. They never could let the American people understand that the Brown Brothers Harriman and Prescott Bush were collaborating with the Nazis. You're never going to read that, but that's true. They were Prescott Bush was indicted for collaboration with the Nazis. So, but we've got to educate the American people. George Bush was responsible, or at least understood, what happened with 9/11. This had nothing to do with the Islamic terrorists. This was a inside job so we could justify going to war with Afghanistan, so we could justify going to war with Iraq. They had to have an excuse. And then, of course, that's being used today. The 9/11 attack, it's being used, of course, to justify setting up a police state in America to protect us from those wicked terrorists. And yet, of course, there really are not that many wicked terrorists. As we pointed out recently, the Israelis recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. 400 of them were murderers. Why would you do that? Because there are not that many terrorists out there. And if you don't release the terrorists, you can't fight a war on terrorism. Same way, of course, we have almost 500,000 troops in Afghanistan with the Afghan troops there. We're paying for to oppose 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
George certainly is just saying he's done very well buying gold coins, and I hope he's going to continue. And we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yes. Pray for God to strengthen your faith in him and in his word. But also pray that I pray to God to provide me with silver and gold. And the little he has provided me, believe me, rainy day, he has been a great help and a great blessing.
God bless you, and I'm so glad, and I appreciate if you'd say an occasional prayer for Radio Liberty. Thanks so very much. And let's go quickly to Jason calling from New York. Hi, Jason. Do you have a quick question or comment? We're out of time.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what your thoughts were on this whole bath salts and zombie conspiracy.
Oh, the bath salts. What are you speaking of now?
All of that was which happened in the news as of late in Miami, where that man ate the face of a homeless man, and they claimed it was bath salt.
I don't really know what to make out of it. I'm going to have to plead innocence and lack of knowledge. I've read some of these things. I'm going to have to do some research on it, and when I learn something, I'll let you know. Okay.
Sounds good.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you know anybody who would like to advertise with us, because this is how one means we have of financing and paying for the almost 70 outlets we have across America every single week. And then, of course, we also hope that you'll go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. We have a lot of books there. We have a new book called Gray Wolf. It's the story of Sydney, of what happened to Adolf Hitler after the end of the war, and it's the contention of the author that he actually escaped. We have a number of other books on many subjects on health. We certainly have Kathleen Pullman, Dr. Kathleen Pullman's book of Sydney on arthritis and autoimmune disease, and we certainly have the four tape set on Operation Paperclip going into the background of how we brought the Nazis to the United States at the end of the Second World War and have many of them escape to South America. We have my new DVDs on population control, the covert agenda, certainly on the satanic conspiracy, the case for a satanic conspiracy. We have my interview with Norman Dodd, and that's called Dangerous Deception. We have certainly my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, and that's called The World Revolution. He was the ambassador to Cuba at the time we brought Fidel Castro to power. And then, of course, we have my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We have so many of these DVDs. They're available. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look at the books and the tape sets we have. You want to know what happened on September 11th? You haven't been told the truth. They killed those people. They killed the people because they wanted an excuse to go to war. And because we have a four-tape set of 911, we have an update, 911 update. We have a tape set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? One of the interviews is with Leo Chavez, Sergeant Leo Chavez, who says it was a stand-down order that morning. And Leo Chavez disappeared after being on the program. We have so much information there. And so we have Richard Gage's two DVDs. You want to get both of them. And then we ask you to pray for America. Pray for our provision and protection. But please pray for us until we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William, of course, was the senior editor for the New American Magazine. He currently is the managing director of Reason Magazine. He is a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. And he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, and we appreciate that. Really, it takes a lot of the pressure off of me. But, of course, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to having William with us on Friday evening to bring us up to date with his view of what's happening in America today. William, thank you very much for being with us. And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I consider it a genuine privilege, a real blessing. And I appreciate your kindness, and I appreciate everything that you've done on behalf of our country and the cause of human freedom.
one of the things that I find very important about your perspective on what happens, that you always talk about the fact that we're dealing here with a worldview that is rooted in a different view of man, his origins, and his purposes. That's really the fracture point, if you will, between those of us who embrace this shared point of view and those who are seeking to reorder the world closer to the desires of their hearts, or whatever passes for hearts in the case of the people we're talking about. Just in the last couple of weeks, of course, with the Obamacare ruling by John Roberts, but also in a number of other ways, we're seeing, I think, really an unabashed and brazen assertion of collective ownership of the human individual in a sense that we very rarely have ever seen in at least recent American history. The irreducible premise of the Obamacare ruling here is that the government in some sense owns each of us, that in terms of the management of our physical health, management of the body we were given, and of course everything that we acquire through the use of that body and the intellect that inhabits that body, all of this belongs to the collective as supposedly represented by the state. And in a way, the taxing power began as that kind of a claim. If you go back into ancient Mesopotamia, if you look at the era in which Abram, who became Abraham, was born, taxing began as a claim by a ruler to charge a fee or a toll for somebody who was occupying a domain that he claimed by virtue of living on that tract of land, or by virtue of simply encroaching upon that tract of land claimed by a ruler. You had committed an offense that required that you buy off the favor of the sovereign, the self-appointed sovereign, and the agents that he would send out to challenge you. The word taxation itself comes from the ritual of tapping the shield in a form of ritual combat challenge. You could either pay the toll or you could fight. And so you're basically paying for the privilege of being left alive, being left unmolested by the ruler. That's where it comes from. But the taxation clause, the way that it was reinterpreted by Roberts in the Obamacare ruling, is completely open-ended, and it involves this idea that at some point, the government simply dispenses with the pretense that it takes orders from us, and it asserts this claim of ownership, and we really have no choice but to submit and comply, which is why Obamacare actually is a huge subsidy for the enrichment of the IRS.
I certainly agree with you. I guess what was so disappointing was the fact of one man, the Supreme, certainly the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was to determine the type of medical care we would all get. What a frightening power to give to one man who misabused that power.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Anderson, who we were discussing, just Robert's ruling as far as Medicare was concerned. And certainly there was a great deal of conversation put forward by a number of fairly reliable sources suggesting that Justice Roberts was planning on ruling, certainly, that the Obamacare was unconstitutional and that that was going to lay the whole issue to rest. And then, almost at the last minute, he switched sides. Now, of course, the question would be why. Well, did he really believe that since this was attacked, it was all right? Certainly, Obama didn't argue. His people didn't argue this was a tax. But certainly, Justice Roberts did. When you are a justice, you do not simply come over the new ruling to justify your preconceived notion. Why, you take the material that has been presented to you and you evaluate that, and you then use the material that is presented by the plaintiff and the defendant to reach a conclusion. Roberts didn't do that. He came up with his own interpretation that it was, since it was a tax, it was perfectly acceptable. And, you know, William, the thought has crossed my mind. Admittedly, this is only conjecture on my part. But that I think that the establishment wants, of course, to have Romney become the next president of the United States. They want to get rid of Barack Obama. And this would be an excellent method. This will certainly be used against Barack Obama during the election. I think the majority of the American people realize the danger of this socialized medical system and the rationing and the death panels and the destruction that this system is going to bring and the massive increase in taxation. And I don't think the average American wants it. And I think this could be the determinant factor. And I almost feel, and I have no basis for this, just that my gut feeling, but then after I've been at this for 50 years, so eventually you begin putting a little bit of a little credence in your feelings, that this was all in preparation for a Romney, win in November. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
It will, and that's a possibility. It would be ironic to the point of absurdity if Romney benefits from this, because in a very real sense, what he did in Massachusetts was the progenitor of what we have now on the national scene. And when challenged about that during the debates by Rick Santorum, was consistently wrong about practically everything to this, Romney made what he considered to be a Federalist argument. This is something that Ann Coulter and some other people that defended Romney have done as well, to wit that although the federal government is forbidden by the Constitution to take control of and cartelize the health insurance industry and to control the medical system nationwide, that this is something that falls within the broad outline of the powers reserved to the states under the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution. The problem here, of course, is that in principle, you're dealing with the same mechanism. And he saw something entirely appropriate about having an individual mandate, which is something that Newt Gingrich also supported, incidentally. All these supposed conservatives and fiscal hawks and defenders of limited government, as they call it, embraced the idea of the individual mandate back in the 1990s. Many of them did. Of course, Ron Paul never did, being the only one with, first of all, any constitutional fidelity, and secondly, any knowledge of how the healthcare system actually works. He was far too experienced, far too principled to embrace it. And so Romney is somebody who really is left vulnerable on that front, as he is on a number of other fronts, in terms of being an effective spokesman for the other side of the equation. Of course, he found himself tripped up by the fact that he had extolled John Roberts, the very paradigm of the kind of strict constructionist jurist he would appoint to the Supreme Court, and that, of course, didn't redound to his benefit after what happened a couple of weeks ago.
But you see, William, they will simply manipulate our reality as we go into the November election, and these arguments against Romney will not be allowed to be verbalized. So basically, it doesn't matter whether it's logical. I agree with everything you're saying. But of course, you know, certainly there are so many things that got John McCain. You know, 4 years ago, John McCain is a traitor. He betrayed us and his fellow prisoners when he was a prisoner of war. He actually compromised with the North Vietnamese to the detriment of his fellow prisoners. He even made a propaganda campaign of the videos that were shown in Vietnam when he was a prisoner of war. He actively worked with the enemy, which is a treasonous act, and not one word of that was ever brought out during the campaign. So since they control what we hear, what we see, what we think, they control our reality. I'm sure that anything that is detrimental to Romney, if I'm correct that they want Romney to win, will be withheld. And Romney will, of course, if I'm correct, and I may be wrong entirely, but Romney will ride to victory. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not saying this is absolute, but it's sort of the way it's playing out right now. We'll wait and see.
I think there's something to that. Of course, what happens when you have this type of a grand and dangerous enrichment of the welfare state is that the Republicans, generally speaking, are given the dialectical role of consolidating what has happened before them. In the last 4 years, Obama, ironically enough, has been consolidating and expanding upon what George W. Bush did. It's important to point out, again, that almost the entire Republican Party back in 2002, as a matter of simple expediency and cynical election year politics, signed off on a multi-trillion dollar expansion of Medicare in order to curry favor with the AARP vote, that is to say, people on the other side of 50 or 60 who are increasingly dependent on government subsidies, because of what the federal government has done through intervention in terms of the price structure, the grotesquely overcomplicated and inflated price structure of our medical system, that all reflects federal intervention. But many people of retirement age are increasingly dependent on federal aid for various kinds of things. And as it happens demographically, the AARP cohort, as I'll call them, is financially better able to pay for much of its medical care, whereas people in the 20s and 30s are not yet in a position to do so. They're at sort of the beginning phase of their earning lives. And so because the AARP contingent votes, you have this huge enhancement of the prescription drug benefit that costs in the long term multiple trillions of dollars, that was done as a way of buying off that voting bloc. That's something that the Republican Party did almost en bloc in Congress, at using all kinds of underhanded subterfuge in terms of the procedural rules that govern the parliamentary procedures in Congress, and strong-armed by the White House. All these people, almost with only a handful of exceptions, the Republican Party voted for this because this is a way of trying to get the senior citizen vote in 2002 and 2004.
But I think, really, William, you're speaking basically, of course, of George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Teddy Kennedy had two pieces of legislation he wanted. More than anything, he wanted these pieces of legislation. One was, of course, the Medicare drug bill, where the federal government would pick up the cost of prescription drugs.
Yeah.
The other was No Child Left Behind. But, of course, Teddy Kennedy could never get that legislation through. So George Bush got it through for him.
Yeah.
What every American should know, and because the media will never tell you, that I think it was in the year 2003, when the Bush Family Foundation, headed by George Herbert Walker Bush, but certainly with a close association with George W. Bush, gave their foundation award to the most worthy and outstanding American citizen. You know who that was?
I can't remember.
Teddy Kennedy.
That's right.
Teddy Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what's wrong with this picture? Well, very simply, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And when Ted Kennedy couldn't get his legislation through, George W. Bush got it through. And where's the outcry from our Republican leaders? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Ladies and gentlemen, until you understand, we have two socialist parties controlled by the same people, both intent upon spending us into destruction and carrying out the program of Cloward and Piven and Cloward laid out in 1960 that said, look, we're socialists, we want to destroy America. What's the best way to do it? Why, we'll spend it into oblivion. And what is, of course, George W. Bush was bad. In 8 years, he increased the federal deficit $4 trillion. But Barack Obama is a far better socialist than George W. Bush. In 3.5 years, Barack Obama has increased the federal deficit $5.5 trillion. And, of course, he is intent upon destroying this nation. He is a traitor. His acts are treasonous to America. He knows exactly what he's doing. But remember, he was put in power by the elite to do exactly what he's doing. He could not do this. Goldman Sachs and the other major banking interests and financial interests hadn't given him the power, and the media hadn't covered for him. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. It's interesting as well to see how the affinity between George Bush the Elder and Bill Clinton blossomed during George W. Bush's reign, how Clinton was embraced as if he were something of a long-lost son of the Elder Bush. Of course, George H.W. Bush, in my opinion, is probably the most prominent, visible American representative of this secretive oligarchical brotherhood of darkness we talk about. So there is a real continuity there, and there's a real affinity. There's a sense of shared objectives and a sense of camaraderie that transcends these perfectly useless partisan distinctions here. And I think you're entirely right, Dr. Stan, in talking about the strategy here being to spend the United States into oblivion, and the fact that this is being promoted by the bankocracy, for lack of a better way of describing it. That's a term I think that's coined by Lou Rockwell. It's interesting how close Mitt Romney is to that whole world, that whole demimonde of politically connected investment banking, and how he has been pulling down huge amounts of campaign money from Wall Street and from the interest behind Wall Street. So that is an indicator that perhaps he has received their favor.
And if you notice, because this last month, he got a half again as much money as Barack Obama. So suddenly the allegiance of the elite has shifted from Barack Obama to Mitt Romney. And, of course, they're both getting obscene amounts of money. But this will be used to mold the minds and reality of the American people who will dutifully vote for the candidate of their choice.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
William is simply talking about how Mr. Romney, there's a DVD somebody put together of his meeting, a private meeting, where he talked about how he extracted federal government, a great deal of money from the federal government for the Olympics that were held in Utah. What was that, 2002?
2002.
And, of course, you know how he was just bragging how wonderful it was to be able to get money out of Washington, D.C. Now, basically, of course, anybody who certainly is an American would realize that none of this is constitutional. But Mitt Romney is an opportunist. He certainly is not a man of integrity at all. I don't like him. I don't like Barack Obama. I believe that both of them are controlled by the same people. In fact, Mitt Romney's, one of his largest contributors was Goldman Sachs Bank. And, of course, who was the largest contributor to Barack Obama? Goldman Sachs Bank. Two peas in the same pod. Go right ahead.
Exactly. It's interesting in this speech. This is something, once again, the instance of Mitt Romney speaking candidly, which is something we very rarely see. He extolled this, the fact that he brought over $410 million to the federal government specifically for projects ancillary to the Olympic Games. That kind of creativity I want to bring to everything we do. I want to go after every grant, every project, every department. Actually, I did a piece about the Olympics about 6 or 8 months after the Olympics were over, in which I pointed out that according to the General Accounting Office, there were a much greater amount of money spent by the federal government subsidizing these enterprises, about $1.3 billion in federal money went into Utah, and most of it was diverted into people who were part of the politically connected crony capitalist matrix in Utah. That's an amount, that's a greater amount, the amount that was spent by the federal government in 2002 to subsidize. investigative report on the same scandal that was an amount that exceeded the total spent by lawmakers to support all seven Olympic Games held in the U.S. since 1904 combined. There had been seven Olympiads, Winter Olympiads and Summer Olympiads, in the United States in roughly a century previous to that, and the federal government spent more on this orgiastic festival of crony capitalism in Salt Lake City presided over by Mitt Romney than it spent on all the others combined. I believe there was one of them, I can't remember what year it was, I think in the 1920s in upstate New York, that was entirely private, that was funded entirely with genuinely private capital investment, and it was conducted at a profit. This was a profit-making venture that was entirely private and had no government involvement apart from what was involved, perhaps, in building some of the roads, and maintaining some of the thoroughfares, and perhaps some of the police security that was attendant to any large event that would take place in a relatively small city. But this is the sort of thing that Mitt Romney wants people to believe, that he was somehow the entrepreneurial wunderkind who saved this scandal-plagued Olympics. It was scandalous because you had the same crony capitalists in Utah bribing Julian Samarok, I think he's a former UN official who was head of the International Olympic Committee, trying to get the bid rigged in Salt Lake City's favor in 2002. That was just part of the cost of doing business with the International Olympic Committee, was to provide perks and benefits for the members of the IOC and their families. And I had been a columnist for the Provo Daily Herald in Utah in the early 1990s when the Olympic, actually late 1980s, when they were first putting up the money to bid for Salt Lake City Games. And that was scandalous as well, because you had something like $46 million being raised by the state government to put a bid before the IOC. And they had to, that all started, that was sort of the primordial sin, if you will, of the corporatist caste there in Utah, was that they got the state $46 million in the red trying to win the bid. And from there, because they had to recoup the cost, they were desperate to get the bid in order to try to recoup the cost. That meant that you had all these people in positions of power and influence in Utah starting to bribe the IOC. And once they won the bid through bribery, that became a big scandal that led to a huge infusion of cash from Washington, D.C. to try to efface the taint of what had happened there. And Mitt Romney was brought in to rescue the Olympics. And it was a miraculous thing. He was able to rescue the Olympics for the mere price of $1.3 billion. And that's his chief credential now as a turnaround artist, as he now stands to offer himself as a blessing to the Republic to replace Barack Obama and continue seamlessly in the footsteps of what Obama has done, most likely.
Well, the only good thing I can say is we're going to go bankrupt. We're not going to be able to continue doing this sort of thing.
Hey, that is good news.
And ladies and gentlemen, certainly there's very real problems. You can't keep spending money you don't have. You can't keep borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar you spend. The day of reckoning is coming, and very, very soon.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dan, I would have been just saying that it may well be that Obama will be the candidate who will win in the upcoming election. We're just going to have to wait and see. I would simply point out that there is a Mormon prophecy that at one time the American Constitution would hang by a thread. And a Mormon would come through and, of course, would save America. That is, of course, the Mormon prophecy. What people don't understand is that Mormonism comes out of Masonry. And you go to Salt Lake City and you look at the Mormon temple, you'll see all these Masonic emblems there, engraved there at the Mormon temple. And the reason for that is, of course, that the founder of the Mormon faith was a Mason, and certainly his brother was a Mason, and Mormonism is founded in Masonry. Very, very few Americans understand that, nor do even most Masons understand that Masonry itself is certainly comes out of the ancient mystery religions of antiquity. And if you doubt that, you need to read Morals and Dogma better. If you want the references to it, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch my DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, which I simply will give you the pages, the references to the writings in Morals and Dogma by certainly Albert Pike, who was a Luciferian. To the effect that certainly the foundation of Masonry is the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions dating all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. Go right ahead.
One of the things about what you're describing here, Dr. Stan, the so-called White Horse Prophecy, that I find interesting is that Mitt Romney really is probably the least suitable Mormon politician to carry out that role. Here in Idaho, we're part of the Intermountain West. If you go over to the southeastern Idaho, where I was born, it's very heavily LDS, very heavily Mormon. Same thing, obviously, with northern Utah and down through southern Utah. Actually, you'd probably find a better representative sample of authentic Mormon culture in southern Utah than you would around Salt Lake City or Ogden or so forth. But there is this expectation among LDS people that at some point the Constitution would hang by a thread, and that in this time of great alarm and potential disaster for the Republic, that the elders of the Mormon priesthood would step into the gap, and that somebody would arise who would be one mighty and strong, and that he would be the proverbial hero astride the white horse who would rescue the Constitution to bear it away triumphant. I'm paraphrasing the prophecy. It's a disputed prophecy. There are people that believe that it's not something that can be directly attributed to Joseph Smith, the founder of the LDS Church, the Mormon religion, but rather something that was due to a canonical or apocryphal in nature. I don't know. I have to think that it's an authentic utterance of Joseph Smith. The thing is, there's a large contingent of Mormon conservatives and constitutionalists who were flocking to the Ron Paul campaign rather than the Romney campaign because they believed that it was the Constitution that should be the focus of their loyalty and not this personality who happened by birth and by conviction to be a member of their shared religion, their shared faith. The interesting thing as well about Mitt Romney's background is to take a look at his father and his grandfather. Their roots are in northern Mexico in the polygamist enclave that was started in the late 1890s, the early part of the 20th century by Mormon expats who went to Mexico with their polygamous wives, note the plural, and they lived in Mexico and they did this in order to be outside the jurisdiction of the United States government. And my opinion, of course, is that polygamy was a horrible, reprehensible thing over which the federal government had no proper jurisdiction. And so I really don't have a dog in that fight, so to speak, apart from saying that it's just interesting how you have, in the case of the Romney family, some really exotic baggage here that really doesn't sit well with the appetite of the mainstream public. And that might actually sort of checkmate Romney in terms of his supporters bringing up the anomalies and mysteries about Barack Obama's own exotic background. Granted, in the case of Barack Obama, you've got somebody who lived abroad and has a very mysterious and not terribly well fleshed out past. It does show a great deal of audacity on the part of Obama. Of course, audacity is one of the distinguishing characteristics of a communist radical. Somebody who's a disciple of Saul Alinsky is going to be distinguished by his audacity. And so over the last couple of days, you've had the people who are hardcore dogmatic Marxists surrounding Barack Obama talking about some of the enigmas of Mitt Romney's past, saying that his connections to Bain Capital have never been fully aired, never been fully vetted, that he's responsible for all the horrible things that Bain purportedly did in terms of outsourcing American jobs. He was the titular head of the company. That means the buck stopped with him, said Barack Obama, who has refused to take responsibility for inter alia, the Fast and Furious scandal. You know, it's just really interesting how there is this unilateral sense of accountability that Mr. Obama has been promoting here. I'm not saying that by way of trying to defend Mitt Romney. I'm just saying that by way of illustrating the imponderable depths of Mr. Obama's hypocrisy. But it's interesting when you bring up that dynamic, Dr. Stan. One of the things about Mitt Romney's background here that is going to be sort of a hard sell for the public is his Mormon background. There's this uneasiness that the American public has about this relatively new religion. It's, I believe, the first, not the only, but the first denomination to have been founded here in the United States. And most Mormons, and Mormons do not like to be called Mormons, they prefer to be called Latter-day Saints, but I'll use Mormons as a matter of conversational convenience for the purposes of this discussion. Most Mormons tend to be extremely patriotic people who have a sense of association with the United States and its destiny and a deep and genuine reverence for the U.S. Constitution. If you take a look at the 19th century version of Mormonism, it's interesting how all of this was seen as contingent, that the United States government served the purpose of creating, in the Mormon view of things, a territory congenial to the founding of the Mormon Church, what the Mormons call the restoration of the gospel, and that once it's carried out this purpose, that it has served its function as sort of a John the Baptist-style forerunner for the advent of something greater and better, which is the kingdom as embodied in the Mormon Church. And Parley P. Pratt and a number of other Mormon leaders of the 19th century made it very clear that as the Mormon Church gained strength and power, it would increase and the United States would decrease, and at some point the Mormon priesthood, as embodied in a shadowy organization called the Council of 50, which, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, was organized along Masonic lines, included not only the top echelons of the Mormon priesthood, but also a number of people who were invited into it by Joseph Smith in the early 1840s, before his presidential campaign. That's an interesting fact here as well. A number of people who were not LDS were part of the Council of 50, but they were supposedly the government in exile for the entire world. There was this aspiration toward global governance on the part of Joseph Smith and his agenda, the idea that the Mormon priesthood would be somehow involved in revolutionizing the whole world. that was what Joseph Smith said when he created the Council of 50. I've laid the cornerstone that will revolutionize the world. And I don't know what role, if any, that plays in the way that a lot of genuinely patriotic and constitutionalist Mormons view the world. I was raised LDS. I'm no longer LDS. I had a number of political and ideological disagreements with the way that the sort of globalist undercurrent in Mormonism was being played out and the connections between the leadership of the LDS Church, Joseph Smith among them, and some of the really nasty elements of esoteric masonry. For instance, there was a character by the name of John C. Bennett. I use the word character as a descriptor, not as a term of commendation. He was, among other horrible things, an abortionist. But for a while in the 1840s, he was the associate president of the Mormon Church. Interestingly enough, John C. Bennett was also the fellow who popularized the use of the tomato in the United States. He was a multi-layered, fascinating character. Before that time, not many people in the United States ate tomatoes because they're related to the nightshade family, and people believe that they were toxic. Of course, they're not toxic at all and very good for you. But he showed up in Nauvoo, Illinois, which was founded by Joseph Smith and his associates in 1840 or thereabouts. And he ingratiated himself into the upper echelon of the Mormon Church. As it turns out, John C. Bennett was an American emissary of the Grand Orient Masonic Lodge in Europe. And, of course, the Grand Orient Masonic Lodge was the mother lodge of the Illuminati. That's something I discovered when I was in my 30s, and that left me understandably upset and somewhat concerned about some of the subterranean plate tectonics, the spiritual plate tectonics of Mormonism as a religion and as an organization. And, of course, the more important element of my own involvement with Mormonism has to do with my understanding, and I offer this in perfect candor because it's something of which I'm hardly ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My understanding that I did not need an intermediary or a gatekeeper in order to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, as the Mormon Church had taught, and that the gatekeepers in the Mormon Church were teaching me things about the person and nature and the gospel of Jesus Christ that were manifestly untrue. So having made that disclosure, I want to point out that I do not, for that reason, look with scorn or derision upon Mormons, as I know you don't either, Dr. Stan. There are serious problems, though, with what you see in the history and objectives of Joseph Smith and the connections that he had with speculative, esoteric, and revolutionary Freemasonry, and the fact that the overt and explicit plan that Joseph Smith laid in creating the Council of 50 was to help bring about a world controlled from a central location, supposedly by the Mormon priesthood, but more importantly by this esoteric brotherhood. There's a tremendously valuable book by a Mormon scholar, Hiram Andrus, called Joseph Smith and World Government. It's difficult to find. I happened to find a copy of it about 6 years ago at a used bookstore in Nampa, Idaho. It's worth finding it if you can. He was a professor of religion and I believe a professor of government at Brigham Young University. He wrote a number of books that were very controversial because he was completely candid about Mormon history, which is something which is not encouraged in BYU or higher educational circles in the Mormon Church. And in that book, Joseph Smith and World Government, he lays out with, once again, entirely commendable frankness, the plan and program of the Council of 50 and the circumstances and context of the White Horse Prophecy. And he talks about the fact that the people who were promoting the Council of 50 were a band of revolutionaries, you'd have to call them revolutionaries, who promoted such charming things as fiat currency and central banking and the idea of consolidating the Western Hemisphere in one political and economic unit. In other words, not unlike what we're seeing now with the envisioned enhanced NAFTA or free trade area of the Americas. Joseph Smith was somebody who had been on the receiving end of some really horrible mob violence. I mean, for all the things he did that I took issue with, you've got to admit that there simply is no cause or justification for tarring and feathering a guy or for murdering him while he's in the jail cell awaiting trial. I mean, those are things that are objectively wrong, as was the extermination order in Missouri. It was a horrible thing to do. There were horrible incidents of persecution that I think resulted from that familiar story of innocent people getting the worst of fights that the people presuming to lead them have picked. I think that's a really good way of describing what happened in a lot of Mormon history. But if you take a look once again at the program, the platform that was being promoted by Joseph Smith in his presidential campaign of 1844, he was standing for the presidency when he was murdered in July of that year at Carthage, Illinois. If you take a look at the program and platform and take a look at what the Council of 50 was promoting, it has a really contemporary flavor in the worst sense of that expression. And this is something that I think is going to be discussed as we approach November. There are already books that have been published, somewhat slipshod books that you get at retail outlets like Walmart, talking about some elements of Mormon history and the ideology of Joseph Smith, which really stands in stark contrast to the constitutionalist preferences and convictions of the Mormons today who have supported Ron Paul as a man of principle and conviction, as opposed to those who support Mitt Romney out of a sense of shared religious commitment or just out of a desire to promote the Republican nominee to beat Barack Obama. There's this sort of schizoid nature going on right now in Mormonism, in among Mormon conservatives specifically. But on the larger national scene, that's sort of inside baseball discussion that we're having regarding what's going on in Mormon circles. Mitt Romney is going to be seen as somewhat exotic for that reason. Now, that seems really weird to refer to Mitt Romney, who's perhaps the most generic and bland of public personalities, as being somewhat exotic. But the one thing that might trip him up is not this sense that he's an out-of-touch, robustly square country club upper class elitist. I don't think that's really a deal breaker for much of the public, particularly given the fact that he has a very photogenic family. I think what's going to trip him up is this is sense that behind this facade of normalcy, there's something really strange about the guy. And it would be interesting to see if the Obama regime goes there in terms of making their critique of Romney. They're talking about him having Swiss bank accounts. They're talking about him being involved in outsourcing jobs. They're making reference to all this class warfare type material, of which Mitt Romney, of course, is produced in abundance. But it'd be interesting to see if things get really nasty, if they pull out the Mormon card and start playing it.
I really don't think they will. It'll be very interesting to see. You know, certainly I never met a Mormon I didn't like. I mean, they're just nice people, as you well know. But, of course, the theology of this is rather frightening.
That's a different issue, yeah.
But basically it's going to be very interesting. We will be able to tell what the establishment wants, whether or not this is actually brought forward. And certainly you may be right, they're going to bring this forward. But my gut feeling is they're not going to, any more than they certainly brought out John McCain's traitorous and treasonous actions when he was a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. So it's going to be very interesting to see. But remember, William, they can control our reality. They can control our thoughts, what we believe, what we don't believe, and they can make you laugh or cry or weep or certainly get angry. They control the reality of the American people. They form our ideas. They shape our tastes and largely determine what the American people think. Other than alternative radio and certainly the magazines and other things that you print and certainly the material put out by alternative media, why, of course, the American people suddenly are totally excluded from truth. But there is a growing awareness out there. Before we go on, I want you to get out your telephone number, your website, so people can get in touch with you.
Okay, my chief website is Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or just Google Will Grigg and Pro Libertate. And I do have PayPal button at the end of every essay for those who are interested in contributing, and I do appreciate everything that people have done to help support me and my family.
And don't forget the PayPal button there at the bottom of the pages. That helps William, and we support him. We hope that you will as well. We'll be back here in just a moment with William Grigg. Here, this is a fascinating time, and it's wonderful to be able to share these evenings with William Grigg.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. What I was simply pointing out that there's been recently announced that there is a disaster area, an agricultural disaster, in large parts of our country. And I would point out that we have certainly areas of drought. We have areas of extreme heat. The crops are being destroyed. We're talking about something taking place now. Well, we also have a disaster area as far as our finances is concerned. No nation can exist on debt indefinitely. Debt destroyed ancient Greece. Debt destroyed ancient Rome. Debt destroyed the British Empire. Debt destroyed nation after nation after nation. The Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, certainly we can give you example after example. Where, of course, there has been very, very serious problems referable to debt. But, of course, what's going to destroy America is primarily, certainly will be the fact that we've turned our back on God. For I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. I think a lot of things are coming to a climax. Certainly the climate changes, the financial changes, the moral changes. And, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get our talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and get these syllabuses go with that. To get my DVD on the world revolution, on the best enemies money can buy, and certainly on the dangerous deception. They're all important for your armamentarium and understanding what's going on today. Two of our latest DVDs. One is the Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Another is my talk on the Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we would simply mention that, of course, my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help at the present time. If you know anybody who'd like to advertise with us, our advertisers do very, very well. And, of course, that gives you a tax write-off, and it helps maintain our network of outlets across America. So, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll talk to others and explain to them what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. You need to get some of the new books. We have one of them is called Grey Wolf, and it's an excellent book. It goes into what happened to Adolf Hitler after Adolf Hitler, of course, left Germany, going back into immediately after the war. And most people certainly believe what they've been told, that Adolf Hitler simply died in a bunker in Germany. I doubt that very much. You need to go get our four-tape set on Operation Paperclip, and it's all about the Nazis that we actually brought to the United States after the end of the Second World War, about the rat line, where somewhere between 10,000 and 100,000 Nazi war criminals were helped to escape to South America, where they lived out their lives in comfort. I've actually seen a video Sam Donaldson did for 2020 ABC many years ago, where he went down there and he talked to many of the Nazi war criminals. And the fact you never hear about this in America is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But the four-tape set is certainly Operation Paperclip. We have a book on this called The Nazi Doctors by Colin Ross, The Nazi Doctors. And then, of course, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you, of course, to pray for our America, our leaders, our mission ministers, for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, and certainly for Congressman Ron Paul. But we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Beside her.